Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start or sit? Add or drop?
So this is football. I like it.
Don't sleep on these sleepers.
Football rules.
Because right now, lead fantasy analyst for Bleacher Report, Matt Kemp, gives you the latest on fantasy football heading into the weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yes, indeed, it is time to talk with Matt Kemp. And as we get later into the season, I thought I would just take a second, Matt, to thank you for coming on each week. It's really been kind of you, number one. Number two, your knowledge is unsurpassed, and I think the listeners really love it. I mean, to get all this inside information, and your opinions have been great. So it's been a lot of fun having you on. Appreciate you joining us again today.
Good to be back with you guys. I appreciate that very much. And I always say, I'm rooting for my advice to be correct. I don't have an NFL team. I don't worry about my own fantasy team. As long as the stuff I say is close to accurate, then we're good to go.
It sounds like I used to be when I was a sports writer, because a lot of times if you were on deadline, you had to write your story before a game was over. And I always hated it if a team came up with a ninth inning rally or something, because then you had to change your story. You always rooted for your story. That was the way... kind of what you just said. You root for your fantasy advice.
I want, as long as people are winning, they come back, we're good. I'll worry about, you know, I often find myself tweeting or put an opinion out on a player about a pickup or something, and I go to the waiver wire after the fact. Somebody in my league got him already, but that's okay.
So that just means your knowledge is unsurpassed. As we
that's
said,
that's what we said.
Let's get right into it, Matt. Dez Bryant, no longer a free agent, now as a Saint. I imagine that his name has been a hot commodity on the free agent wire. What's your take on Dez Bryant fitting into the Saints offense?
Too hot for me, actually. I would say this, that you look at the Saints offense and you think Drew Brees, you get excited about that. And I understand. One of my philosophies, whether it be preseason, during the season, whatever, you're getting ready for your fantasy playoffs maybe, I use a tiebreaker. Is the team good? If the team is good, you'll go with a player. If not, maybe you scare away. But I think that's why people are saying, all right, he's going from Dallas with Dak Prescott, where he hadn't done anything the last couple of years, to now he's going to an offense and on a team that's a Super Bowl contender. I understand that. I think he's a luxury to the Saints, though. They're averaging about 35 pass attempts per game. That's 17th in the NFL, right in the middle. They're sixth, though, in rushing attempts, almost 29 rush attempts per game. This is a run team here. This is, as you can see by the numbers, a pretty balanced team in 2018 when it's all about throwing the ball. You look at the target share, Michael Thomas killing it, 28.5%, Kamara at 23.8%, and then third is Ben Watson, the veteran tight end, at 11.6%. You know, Tre'Quan Smith's been in there, only has 20 targets on the season. Mark Ingram, only back for a month, only 10 targets on the season. So I don't see the Saints changing their ways because they sign at the end of his career, Dez Bryant to join this team. He's a nice player to have. He's a safe player to have for them. But I don't see him being anything more than a low-end wide receiver three for fantasy, and certainly not someone that you should be thinking about with a lot of upside or someone that's going to end up winning you a fantasy championship.
That's why he's Matt Kemp and we're all 3-6 right there, because he gets that stuff. He knows that stuff. I honestly, when you said that the Saints are number six in the league in rushing attempts, I don't think I've seen Breeze hand the ball off all year. It just doesn't seem like that. The perception is that they just wind up and throw it every down.
Well, part of it is also is that they have, for better or for worse for fantasy, Taysom Hill being involved and the options that he brings to the table, that's kind of been annoying. But if you go back to the year that they beat the Colts in the Super Bowl, and even last year when I thought they had one of the best teams in the league, this is a team that wants to run the football. Drew Brees gets the headlines, Sean Payton, all that stuff. Michael Thomas, you go back to Marquise Colston in those days, Jimmy Graham. But this is a team that wants to run the football, and they're at the best when they could do so. Last year they were able to do so because they had a great defense. The defense hasn't been as good this year, so there's been more reason to throw, but there's not a ton of throws out there. So it's hard to find Dez Bryant getting this big-time target share, at least a big enough one that'll be relevant for fantasy.
Matt, let me ask you this. Do you like matchups like the one Kansas City has this weekend? I mean, obviously Chiefs players are in demand and have been performing at a great rate all season long, from the quarterback to the running back to the tight end to the receivers. But they're like 17-point favorite over Arizona. So it just seems like on the surface you'd say, oh my goodness, the Chiefs, they're going to pile up a ton of fantasy points. Is this a game that worries you that maybe they get like ahead too much and just kind of rein it in a little bit, or not the Chiefs?
I have noticed this by the Chiefs. There's two things. Number one, their defense is only average, and they're trying to get healthier and get better, and I think they will. Because of that, they have to pile up points. This happened last week against Cleveland. It was like a one-score game at halftime, so, hey, we got to keep the pedal to the metal. Now, I don't think the Cardinals are as good as the Browns, at least offensively, but Byron Leftwich taking over. The first game, there were some signs of life for Fitzgerald, for David Johnson. I still don't like the O-line. The quarterback situation isn't ideal. They're not loaded up with talent. But, yeah, you see a game like this, you know that the Chiefs should win big. But they do keep the pedal to the metal, which I like. And I think the reason you do get up big is because of Mahomes, because of Kareem Hunt. So that doesn't really scare me off too much. I understand your point. You'd rather them be in a competitive game where there's more reason for them to keep it going for four quarters. But I think they should be able to do more than enough here in this matchup against the Cardinals, especially with Sammy Watkins likely out of the mix. Just takes one more mouth out of the mix to feed.
Matt Camp joins us here on Gwen and Chris, 97.3 to Fanny, covers for Bleacher Report. Matt, we're getting close to the point of the season where there's no more bye weeks, or where there's any bye weeks at this point. Is there a guy on the waiver wire that you are, you know, kind of honing in on that it would be a good pickup?
There's a couple things you could address this. You know, the waiver wire pickups, there's a couple ways you can go. It's getting someone like maybe a Duke Johnson off the waiver wire after we saw the new look or new coaching staff, whatever you want to call it there, with the Browns feature him last week, which I don't know if it was really a coincidence. A guy like Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I am baffled, was available early this week as much as he was. The new number two wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. Allison getting surgery. He's out of the mix now. Once again, if you're playing on a good team, you're playing with Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to pay a little bit more attention to you. So I like Valdes-Scantling. As you look here, maybe John Ross for a couple weeks, with A.J. Green banged up with a foot injury. There's a name to keep an eye on. And then as we go down the road here, guys, a team like, I know I just said you avoid bad teams, but the teams that are heading down the road where they're out of it, the Jets at 3-6 perhaps, maybe someone like Elijah McGuire, the young running back who just came back last week, ended up having a better game and a busier game than the veteran Isaiah Crowell. You start to look at those teams as well. Who's going to get chances here because there's opportunity, because the team's trying to figure out, you know, are these players part of the future, or do we have to go to the draft or free agency? So there's a couple names I'm looking at. If you're buying low on the trade market, I would look at Sony Michel, whether he plays this week or not, after the bye. This has been a busy and productive player when healthy. I like John Brown for Baltimore. I know they're in a bit of a tailspin right now, but the schedule gets a lot better. And I would look at also Emmanuel Sanders for Denver. Had a down game last week, but another guy with a good schedule here down the stretch.
Matt Camp, Bleacher Report fantasy expert, joining us as he does each and every Thursday to get you ready for your fantasy football game. Last thing for me today, Matt, you actually brought this up last week, and I've been thinking about it now for an entire week. And what it was the fact that the Rams and the Saints and the Chiefs and the Patriots and teams like this are running away from the pack to a certain extent, that you have to be careful if you're relying on those kinds of players for your playoffs, because maybe they will rest in the real NFL because their teams will be so far out in front. Do you suggest, if you are counting on players from those teams, to beef up with a little bit of backup stuff just in case?
Yeah, it could be like a Malcolm Brown behind Gurley. I mean, it's something to think about there. Spencer Ware behind Kareem Hunt in Kansas City, certainly something to think about. But I look here at the standings right now. Kansas City at 8-1, the Patriots at 7-2. The Patriots would have that tiebreaker. But the Steelers are only a game back in the loss column there of New England, so that's a good sign. The Rams getting that losing that game last week to New Orleans, they're tied in the loss column. There's a tiebreaker there. Then you have Carolina at 6-2, so they're only a game out there. As you look at that spot, you know, you have Chicago and Washington at 5-3. You have Minnesota at 5-3-1. The Eagles coming back. You'd like everybody. You need that third team in there. You need to have three teams that are battling for those top two spots, so everybody's got motivation to keep playing for home field advantage through hopefully at least week 16. Yeah. I don't think week 15 will come into play, but week 16 is when you start to worry. So, yeah, if you're starting to say, maybe I get these handcuffs or grab a backup or two, as I always say, regardless of where you stand right now in your standings, you got to hit the waiver wire. For instances like this that you were just talking about, or even some of the injuries that, you know what, are going to hit us and surprise us, maybe a big name or two will go down between now and the fantasy playoffs, and you got to be ready with the back end of your roster to potentially step up.
One more before we let you go, Matt. Panthers and Steelers play tonight. What guys do you like in that matchup?
I think that's a pretty good game for fantasy purposes. You're firing up Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. James Conner, look, Le'Veon Bell, decision day comes next Tuesday. I think James Conner's an RB1 tonight. I think he's an RB1 next week and probably the week after that, and he'll be no worse than a top 20 running back, even if Bell comes back and plays, which is very much up in the air. So you keep rolling with him. Ben's probably a top 12, not much as a top 5 quarterback. You love Cam, of course. And we've seen Carolina. Greg Olsen staying healthy. He's a top 5 tight end right now. Christian McCaffrey doing a lot of different things, catching it and running it. He's easily a top 10 running back with top 5 potential. Carolina's passing game outside of that, though, a little bit shaky with Funches and Moore and Curtis Samuel. They're doing a great job in reality, but for fantasy, that could be a bit of a headache. So Olsen, McCaffrey, and Cam are the easy plays for Carolina. The nice thing for Pittsburgh is all of their guys are well-defined. And I do like tight end for Pittsburgh, Vance McDonald, as a sleeper this week.
I got to sneak one last thing in. Defenses. A lot of people go on the waiver wire each week and pick up a defense to match who teams are playing. An example might be Atlanta, which is a poor defense, but they're playing Cleveland this week. Do you like to play that defense game for matchups like that?
100%. It's why you stream quarterbacks, why you stream defenses. It's why you follow around the Buffalo Bills, which means you're picking up the Jets this week. It's why you follow around the Oakland Raiders, why you're picking up the Chargers this week. Maybe even look at that Kansas City defense taking on Arizona, Green Bay against Miami. Just a couple of examples there. But the Buffalo one is the one I've been talking about. Whether it's the last 4 weeks or the entire season, no team gives up more points to fantasy defenses than the Buffalo Bills. I don't care who's playing quarterback. They stink. They don't have any talent on that offense that is really, you know, game-changing talent. So I know the Jets defense is only okay. I don't care. I will follow around the Buffalo offense all season long with my streaming defenses. So the Jets are a good pickup for this week.
I like it. That's what Matt Camp does. That's why he wins. I don't do that. That's why we lose, Tony. I think I just stick with my same old defense every week and see what happens. Hey, Matt, thanks for all the help as always. We'll catch up to you next week. Great stuff as always.
You got it, guys. Good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.